Coach, thanks so much for being here. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for your time today on the show. You guys got a couple games under your belt right now, but if I may, let's just go back to before the season began. What did you like about what you saw out of your team in the preseason practices?
Well, I tell you what, you know, we've got a group of girls that have tremendous heart. We're working on a lot of things. We're trying to change some things, everything from, you know, the cultural standpoint of it and buying into the process that we have. And they're doing it. And it's going to take some time, as everything does. But I'll tell you, I just left practice a few moments ago. They're grinding. They're working hard. And, you know, even prior to that, some of those mechanics and those things weren't in place. And we're slowly getting there where we need to be, and I've got a lot of faith in this group.
And you had just one senior on last year's team. Now, albeit you're new this year as the coach, but that's got to mean something in terms of being able to connect with these young women and how they've got experience, although the win-loss column didn't go the way they wanted it to last year. But I would imagine they're experienced, they're coachable.
They are. They really are. And I tell you, I understand that as well as you. They had one out last year. We have 8 seniors out this year, which speaks volumes for, hey, you know, I want to be part of something. And we've got a young group of girls coming through that are just doing a tremendous job as well. So, like I said, you know, they're working hard, and that's all we can ask from them. And then it's our job to fix the little things so that we can get the big things.
Yeah, what are some of those particular little things that you're working on, because you've had – you know, a couple games so far, albeit didn't get the results you wanted, but perhaps it helped shine a light on, hey, if we attack this, get better at that, we're going to be this much more competitive.
Oh, it's so true. We evaluate each game, and we talked about that even tonight, you know, our game against Columbus last night. Taking nothing away from Columbus, they played very well. They did what they had to do, and they stepped up to the plate and went through and, you know, got the win last night, and we can't take anything away from them. Things that we need to do is mechanical-wise, getting a better sight line for the ball, seeing the ball right off the pitcher's hip, identifying, selecting, then attacking, making sure we're swinging at good pitches and laying off pitches that are ones that we should let go. Go ahead.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, Coach. I have to imagine that, you know, all you really need is about one or two of these gals to have it click, and then you know how it goes, baseball, softball, there's that snowball effect.
It's funny you say that, because I just literally left, and we are working on identifying the ball right off the pitcher's hip and then making the decision, is it one we're going to swing at, and then going through the motions to make that happen. And I just told the girl before we left, I said, this is fun when we're hitting the ball, right? And she goes, yeah. And I said, what's it do to the dugout? She goes, we go crazy. I said, isn't that what softball is all about? When something happens out there that's good and you guys react, the next one up wants the same thing, and then it trickle-down effect. And that is so true in softball.
Talking plenty about, you know, what you're working on offensively as Waterloo East High School softball coach Jason Strela, our guest right now on this Thursday edition of The Drive. How about defensively, and then in the circle, pitching-wise, you know, what are you seeing so far? What do you like? And again, like, what's something if you get better at, you're going to be that much tougher to play against?
You know, really, our defense is pretty decent. I mean, we've got a pretty solid defense. It's little things. It's same thing. It's identifying the ball right off the bat, you know, for my shortstop and my second base, making that move to the right direction. Are we giving 110% towards, you know, getting to that ball or stopping it so it doesn't go any further than it has to? You know, for the first 2 games, that's been pretty good.
Good.
It really has. I can't complain too much.
And how about moving forward here, just, you know, maybe kind of just holistically, what do you want to see out of your team? Or maybe you're already seeing it already.
Well, and I tell you, we are. I mean, I know our scores from the first 2 games. You know, if you're looking at the scorebooks, you're going, wow, that's not good. And I agree, you know, somebody sees a number. But I tell you, you know, the takeaways, I always say you learn more from losses than you do wins. Mm-hmm. And we took some of our takeaways from that. We go back to practice, and we get right back to work. We're going to get to the point where things are going our direction. It's going to happen. I promise you that. These girls are working hard. They're not giving up. It's only driving them more to get there and do what they need to do. So I think moving forward, we're taking the little things and just picking away at them and improving them and making each one of these girls just a better softball player, a better person. And, you know, it's just going to happen throughout the season.
Yeah.
It is. It's just things take time.
Yeah, for sure. And look no further than the East baseball team last year.
Yeah.
They had a really tough start, and then they really turned a corner and finished the season strong.
Yeah. No, they're doing wonderful, too. And I know Dan over there is really working with those guys hard, and I see him out there every day. And they're grinding as well. And, I mean, trying to change how things happen there, mm-hmm. and I think he's doing a good job with it.
Coach, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Best of luck, best of health to your team moving forward. Really appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, take care.